Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that is love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Stephen's here with Turn Your Radio On, and if your radio's on, it should be on Coast FM.
Certainly should. We've got an interesting program today, and as you know, this the second Friday of the month, we dedicate to COTA, COTA Council on the Aging. And one of the beautiful things about COTA is it has such a diverse range of programs and services to support, encourage and empower us older South Australians. And one of the services, of course, is the fabulous program Strength for Life. And today we're very lucky to have Clara Tate, who is the Cultural Diversity Officer for Strength of Life, here on the phone today. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well too, thank you.
Be dangerous if you were any fitter, would you? Now, Clara, we all know what COTA stands for. It's an amazing organisation, the peak body representing almost 700,000 now South Australians over the age of 50. And I love some of the sayings that they have. It's about getting old and empowering people at the same time, but also helping them to become healthier and stronger and better people in the community. How do you see COTA doing that?
Well, as you know, COTA has quite a lot of services and programs, and the great thing about it is that these programs and services are designed for, with and by older people. So there's already that really strong community engagement. So there are two main focus areas. One is social connection, and the other one is physical activity, which I'd love to talk to you about, in particular about the Strength for Life program.
It's very important for both of those things, from not only a physical point of view, but almost an emotional, a mental, that just made up a new word, a mental point of view too for people in that age group. A lot of them suddenly find themselves on their own through no fault of their own. We have a lot of lonely people in that age group, and COTA is an amazing network to bring them in together.
That's right. And Strength for Life is a great example of that. Maybe I could tell you a little bit about this program.
Please do.
It's basically a physical activity program that focuses on three main things. One is progressive strength training, so keeping our muscles nice and strong. The other is balance, which is so important as we get older. And the third is fitness. So this program is specifically designed for people over the age of 50 and for those from a refugee background or Aboriginal people. People can start doing Strength for Life from the age of 40. So there are about 100 places all over South Australia where Strength for Life takes place. It could be in a gym or in a community center or in a local council. So it's great to know that there should be one around the corner for most people. And as we said, that although there are all those physical elements to it, there is a really strong element of social connection because people get together and do their exercises in a group. And in doing so, they are making friends and having a good time at the same time as doing the exercises, which are going to keep them living healthily and independently as long as possible.
It's very important, Clara, for people in that age group and in their particular community to feel safe when they venture out, perhaps sometimes for the first time alone. If you've always done something as a couple, I know when my father passed away, they were great card players, and it took a long time for my mother to get used to going to these card games on her own, and fitness would be the same. And it's very important for these people to go along and feel in a safe environment with like-minded people, and that's what they will get at Strength for Life.
Yes, that's right. So there could be people of a variety of ages there, any age over the age of 50 usually. You could actually still be doing Strength for Life at the age of 103, which is probably our oldest participant.
Goodness gracious
me. There is that real sense of family and belonging. You know, people might have a coffee afterwards.
And you would get you would get quite a lot of different cultures too mixing together, which is wonderful.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so what's so interesting about Strength for Life is that each person has got their own tailored program. So it's designed specifically for that person. So the exercise is neither too difficult nor too easy. It's just right for you. But there is also that opportunity to exercise with others in the warm-up, which can be a lot of fun, and also in cooling down. So there's a bit of group activity, and then there's your own specific program that you follow too.
And it would cover all areas of fitness, wouldn't it? You know, if you're one of these people that have sort of not got very fit during your life, and then you retire and you suddenly find you're not as fit as you thought, you could come along and build that fitness up, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely. So what I always say is that you're never too unfit. So no matter how fit or unfit you are, no matter where you live, and no matter what age you are over 50, Strength for Life is for you because it is going to be designed specifically for you. And I really encourage people to think about that. In that it's going to have huge benefits, both physical and also mentally.
And this would also work for people who perhaps have an impediment to doing the normal exercise type things that they get at a gym. Having a workout tailored exactly for them will take into consideration any perhaps bad knees or bad hips or something like that. And that's very important too.
Of course, that's right, because we want to ensure safety at all times. So the fitness professionals would be doing an assessment beforehand to check what your level of fitness is. But also, it's important to fill out a screening form beforehand, and if necessary, also have a doctor's referral if you've got some significant medical issues.
Right.
We keep you safe at all times, yeah.
Now, Clara, you're the Cultural Diversity Officer at COTA. What does that entail?
Yes, that's a good question. So just to let you know that Strength for Life has actually been going on now for about 18 years, and we report to SA Health, to Wellbeing SA. They look at the data, and they notice that people from diverse backgrounds are very much underrepresented, and this could be for a whole variety of different reasons, cultural and language barriers, for example. So my role is to spread the word in the community any way I can to make sure that people from diverse backgrounds hear about Strength for Life, but not only hear about it, that they are assisted in participating in Strength for Life as well. And that could be a matter of consulting with the community to see what their specific needs and barriers might be and working together to make Strength for Life happen for certain culturally diverse community groups.
Do you find that there is any particularly cultural group that is more backward and coming forward, I guess, for want of a better word, a lower participation rate from any of the particular cultural groups that we have in South Australia?
Well, I've been doing quite a lot with what we call new and emerging communities, so people who haven't been here for very long and might be under-resourced. If you can imagine, there's some migrant groups that have been living in Australia for a very long time and have really good networks and good resources. But others who might be struggling in many ways as they're getting to address their various social determinants of health before they can think of anything else, like housing and employment and their children's schools, etc. So those under-resourced communities, the hard-to-reach, the ones who really have not got much literacy or health literacy, they are the people that I'm focusing a lot on. But anybody from a diverse background, I am definitely interested in hearing from, and I would help you to get started.
South Australia has such a rich cultural, it's almost like a patchwork quilt, isn't it? Where the more people that we accept into our community, it makes us a richer place, really. And those cultural people, but we have to stop and think how difficult it must be for them to come to a strange country, perhaps don't know the language, and as you said, so many things, so many hurdles with housing and work and children going to school, that it's nice for them to have this outlet that perhaps they can just escape for a little while and get fit, meet people at the same time. Is there any difference, great difference between male and female participants, Clara?
On the whole, there's more women. But there's participation of both sexes. When it comes to cultural diversity, it's all about trying to think about the best location, the best fitness instructor. It's like putting a jigsaw together, really.
Yeah.
So you're saying, where does the community feel the most comfortable? Is it in a community centre or an ethno-specific type of club, or it could be in a temple or a mosque, for example? So looking at where does it happen, where's the best place for it, and trying to match the community with a culturally sensitive instructor, preferably of the same background. Of course, that doesn't always happen, but
no.
A lot of my work is to do with that, really listening to what the community needs are.
Now, with our listeners, if any of our listeners are thinking, oh, that sounds like something I'd like to find out more about, how do they go about doing that?
Look, one really good stop would be the COTA SA website, because a lot of the information is on there. So if you go to www.cotasa.org.au, there is a Strength for Life section in there. And what's also really great is that you can put in your postcode and find the closest Strength for Life to where you are living. So that's really useful. But of course, then, if there are some specific questions, especially relating to diversity, please feel free to give me a ring. My hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, just in the morning. And you can catch me on 8224-5523. If I'm not in the office, I will certainly ring you back when I get back to the office, obviously, because I'm out and about a lot too.
Yes, I can imagine you.
Yes, I could help you with what forms need to be filled in beforehand and help you to find the closest place, etc.
That's excellent. Because not everybody has a computer at the moment, do they? It's, I mean, we assume that everyone does, but there's still quite a few don't. So it's good to have the telephone number. That number, again, is 8224 5523. Clara, you obviously love your job. It sounds like an amazing thing. Some of the important points are that, you know, you just lose your muscle strength every 10 years after the age of 50, but you can get that back, and that's the important part.
Absolutely. Never too late. You can regain your strength, and it's important to know that if you don't use your muscles, you can lose them.
That's right.
Of about 15% every 10 years. So it is important to keep as strong as possible by doing such exercises.
And it's a fun way too, so that's the good part. Thank you so much for giving us your time this morning, Clara. I know how busy you are and very active place to work, and you must enjoy it immensely. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. And we'll look forward to speaking to someone from one of the other areas of COTA in December.
Yes, and look, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me too.
Thank you. It's lovely chatting. I'm trying to think how long it is since we spoke to you, but it's lovely talking to you. It's nice talking to someone who gets a lot of satisfaction from their work, and I appreciate that. So have a nice weekend. It's not going to be very nice weather, but...